I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge and talking to Don Soderlund with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And about migration, we getting any in?
Yep, Don, we're seeing a little migration. The refuge is still continually building up with some ducks. We've got really big levels of green-winged teal right now. And some pintails also. Actually, I should say quite a few pintails. Gadwall and mallards make up the rest of the bunch. In the area, I've heard of and seen some canvasbacks migrating through and into the area. So we've got a little bit of diver movement. And then also yesterday, there was a large flock of about 50 white-fronted geese seen flying overhead and south. So that's a sign that things are on the move, I think.
And as far as water levels, everything's still good?
Well, it's on the refuge, yeah, it's good on the refuge. We've got lots of flooded vegetation, and we're going to be holding lots of ducks all through the fall. Outside the refuge, I mean, it's continuing to go down. We haven't got any precipitation to help it, and it's going to be a tough year for guys that like to hunt water or potholes around here because there's just not much in the Brown County, Spink County area.
Is there much corn going out?
They're just starting to hit the corn. They haven't been fast and furious on it yet because there's still some beans up, but they're transitioning, a lot of guys are, from that bean to the corn, and I think in the next 2 weeks we'll see most of it gone.
Don Soderlund at Sand Lake, thank you. Well, now we travel out to the Pier Fort Pier area, talking to Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait, and first up above for the salmon, what's been going on?
Well, it's that time of year when you can find them all around the boat ramps or in the shallows now. Guys have, I think there's some people going out at night and catching them from shore, but they're not telling anybody. But guys go up around the boat ramps, like the West Shore boat ramp right above the dam, and they can see them out there surfacing and playing around, and they're just far enough out where they can't reach them by casting, but it's just a matter of time, if it isn't happening right now, that they'll be all around the boat ramps and in the shallows from the dam all the way to Wetlocks.
How about as far as, have you talked to the fisheries department of how many they've spawned this week?
Well, I was very close to them. My shop was very close, so I get the rumor monger, and that's all it is, but as of early last week, they had like 20 come up the ladders, and that probably, hopefully, has changed this week.
And walleye still down south of Pier?
Oh, yes, and a lot of traffic. Some people do really well, and others struggle. Some very nice fish, 19 inches, 16 to 19s, but they're going through them fast.
Well, Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait and Pier Fort Pier, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks. Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer, Boating Coordinator. And as far as fishing, I understand pretty busy weekend down at Lake Ponset.
Yeah, very busy weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Had a lot of boats down there. Fishing was pretty good. Probably better than it has been for the last couple weeks. Even though we had a lot of wind, a lot of anglers were able to fish the south side of the lake. Only a few of them were really able to find the perch in good numbers. The perch they were finding are very, very good sized perch, 10 to 12, even a few over 12-inch perch. Things looking really good there as we move into the winter. The walleye ratio seems to be maybe getting a little bit better. There was quite a few limits that came off Sunday. But every boat that came off at least was able to keep a couple walleye.
And that's over 15 inches?
Correct, yes.
Other lakes, Clear Lake by Thomas, has that done anything or anything around Watertown, Goose Lake by shore boat?
We haven't seen much. There is some anglers out trying their luck at shore fishing. Goose Lake, Long Lake, Stink Lake, they've all been shore fishing those in the late evenings, and everybody seems to catching a fish or two, but nothing really in the realm of limits yet around Cottonwood County.
And as far as pheasant hunting, a couple of the things to remind people that they should do before they hit the field at noon Saturday?
The most important thing that we're looking for during the pheasant season is just making sure that you're paying attention to those road hunting laws. Pay attention to the 660 rule. Stay 660 away from all houses and livestock. Those are the main things that we're going to get calls about. Make sure you're not shooting out the window, and just pay attention to those kind of things, and it'll probably be a pretty quiet weekend.
Bryce McVicker, Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to Day County, Webster, South Dakota. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, I imagine this time of the year, maybe more people pick up a shotgun and maybe put the boat away or lay the rod down?
Yeah, I would say our pressure is starting to drop off. We're just, number of people fishing is down. Plus, you know, we've had a lot of wind, it seems like, in the last week, and so that's kind of hindering anybody that really wants to fish. There's people still, a few still trying, but it's definitely making it tougher.
Is it still Opitz, Bitter, Wabe?
Yeah, I would say those are the three main ones, and probably throw reefs in there. I think Opitz mainly, they're catching decent fish, it sounds like, but because of the wind, a lot of, you know, we've had a south southerly wind, and so Opitz is pretty easy to fish with that wind because that big high bank on that side. So that's where a lot of people have been going, but when the wind's not blowing, I think Bitter Lake still is getting a fair number of people.
Even with the south wind, can you access that northwest side?
There's, you know, there's been some people going in there, and yeah, they're just somewhat protected there. So yeah, they're still launching. I was up there, oh, what morning was that? Saturday morning, and it was blowing in there pretty good. There was still people launching there, so
okay.
It's definitely being used.
How about waterfowl on Bitter in the area in Day County? What are you seeing? Any more migration in or just out?
You know, I'm not seeing a whole lot of new ducks in the area. Not a ducks in general. I think the further north you go, the more you're going to run into. Just what I've seen driving to our rearing ponds, it seems like there's more in the northern part of the county and further north. But I would say around that Bitter Lake area right now, there's about the same as there was a week ago, just not very many. So hopefully, you know, we get a push here pretty soon.
Guys from the department out in the morning, are they hearing any pheasants?
There's some pheasants around. I think, you know, the residents, there was a few resident hunters over the weekend, down like, you know, about one bird apiece, so it wasn't anything real great, but still a lot of corn in the corn in, so I think until we, you know, lose some corn, concentrate those birds, it's going to be a little bit of a tough hunt.
Are they seeing much for deer?
You know, I'd say the deer numbers are up. We're seeing, you know, a fair number of does and fawns this year, and I think, again, as the corn goes out, you'll really start to see those deer.
Much corn out in Day County?
It's just starting. A lot of people are saying that with the prices, they're going to leave it as long as they can. Hopefully it dries down so they don't have to pay to dry it. So I would say, you know, as long as the weather's good, it's going to take a while for that corn to come out probably.
And your travels between Watertown and Webster, are you seeing any fishing fishermen on Dry Lake by Florence or Swan Lake?
No, nothing on Swan. You know, every once in a while there'll be a boat or so on Dry Lake. Recently at times I've had some activity. I've had a few tag returns in the last week, so there's a few people fishing reefs. But overall, I'd say, you know, fishing's just down across the area right now.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Don Fierstead here with some more outdoor information. Dakota Sportsmen will host their annual steak feed this Friday, October 14th, social at 5, dinner at 6 at the Watertown American Legion. That's on West Highway 212. Tickets $15 each, and they're available from board members and Dakota Sportsmen members or at the door. And also this year, a children's hot dog meal will be available. Other outdoor information. In the Outdoorsman magazine October issue, they have an article that Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young confirm potential world record elk. And the existence of a potential new record occurred when an American elk taken in Montana by a resident bow hunter. The elk's Boone and Crockett green score is an astounding 429 6/8 and a 444 7/8 gross. It was taken by a solo hunt early in the Montana archery season, and the antlers need to complete a required 60-day drying period before they can be officially scored. other information out from the Game Fish and Parks, and you can find a link to all these stories at gowatertown.net and click on the Outdoor News and Events. And the Game Fish and Parks Commission established fishing tournament fees. They turned that down. The GF&P Commission voted for more game spearing across the state, also to allow salmon snagging next year, authorized depredation hunts, rules to facilitate landowner management of impoundments, and also a proposal is out to allow shed hunting on state-owned lands. Many more things there. You can go. We have a link to all these stories at gowatertown.net in the Outdoor News and Events. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks office. Dave Lucchese, biologist. And as far as duck hunting, do you think there's maybe a little bit more in the Brookings area or Kingsbury or any county you've been at?
You know, I think with that weather yesterday, it must have pushed some ducks down. I was out, and you know, there were some puddlers, divers in the morning moving around, and then I took a drive around Kingsbury County in the afternoon, and it's spotty. There definitely aren't ducks everywhere, but there's spots that are holding. Holding ducks, and a fair number of Canada geese around. So I think there's a few more ducks in the area than there has been, but it's still there's not ducks on every slough and all. It's still less than what we've seen in past years.
This time of the year, some lakes produce that normally don't, and also the Big Sioux River. Have you been fishing at all?
Yeah, I have. We were down at Flandreau Dam. We'd heard there'd been a decent walleye bite going on down there, and we were unsuccessful. We were tossing jigs, stuff like that, but the guy still fishing looked like sucker, minnows, chubs up on the North Shore. He was fishing that eddy, and he caught several nice fish, I think one or two at least over 20 inches long, so... So the guys up there on that north side were having some success. Also around the region, we've got one fishery going that hasn't gone in a long time. Goldsmith Lake is putting out some walleyes. Heard some reports of 13 to 15 inches, a few decent perch. Sounds like there's a lot of smaller walleyes too, just guys fishing from shore. Also around the area, West Highway 81 Lake, over the last week has put out some nice fish off the grade, both Northwest, Southwest Lake, East Lake. They're picking up a few fish over 20 inches long, an occasional trophy in the mix. So that's a good place to try in the evening. Further south, Lake Madison, I think, continues to put out a few fish. I think they're picking up some walleyes in the 14 to 16-inch class, a few bluegills, a few perch. And then further south yet, I think they're still catching fish. I've heard a report on Diamond Lake in northern Minnehaha County. Twin Lakes has been putting out some perch, and Scott Lake has been putting out some perch. So there's some decent fall fishing around the region.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks office, thank you. Say, Bryce, can we talk a little bit about boating safety this time of the year? Because there has been a couple episodes in northeast South Dakota.
Yeah, definitely. And you get to October, and you kind of forget that there is still boaters out on the water, and boat safety is still very important. This weekend, we did have a boat accident down on Ponset with a capsized boat. Everybody was able to make it out okay, which is great news. But we just need to make sure that, at the very least, that we've got life jackets in every boat. But this time of year, once the water gets cold, it's even more important to have those life jackets on. So I'd like to encourage everybody to put those life jackets on with colder water. And pay attention to the weather. If it's choppy out there, there's no no perch or walleye that's really worth losing your life for. So just pay attention to those things, and also duck hunters. We've got duck boats out there. Need to make sure that we've got life jackets in those as well.
Well, now we head down to Arlington, South Dakota, Jacob Christensen and Kingbrook Pheasants, and tell us about your event.
Yep, we're going to have our fall fundraiser banquet in Arlington, Main Street at the Legion Hall. Supper is going to be served by the Arlington FFA chapter and catered by 1481 Grill. It's a $10 meal. We'll have a silent auction, a live auction, and plenty of chances to win some pretty awesome prizes, including guns and a bunch of other hunting stuff.
Now, that's this Saturday, Jacob.
Yep, this Saturday, the 15th, right after opener.
And what's your how's your project went this year? What have you got done?
It went really good this year. We had an awesome turnout for members. We've got, I believe, 105 members this year, which is up from last year. We were able to do 32 food plots. We had 66 varmint live traps handed out, and we actually had our members raise just over 4,000 chicks with a very, very good success rate. So,
and who can they call for more information, or can they just show up this Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody's free to come. Saturday, like I said, Main Street, Arlington at the Legion Hall. But if they do have questions about the event, they can contact myself, Jacob Christensen, at 605-203-0982.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.